It is time to crack down hard on guns. I'm Ray Hanania, June 20th, 2016. The bureaucrats, the NRA lobbyists, and weak legislators have made America's gun laws so confusing only a criminal with bad intent knows what is and what isn't legal when it comes to owning a gun. The truth is, we need to start from scratch and seriously restrict what types of guns can be owned. One, let's severely limit the kinds of guns that can be owned. Two, let's require a lengthy background check of 30 days before you can buy a gun. Three, let's deny weapon ownership to anyone suspected of any kind of violence, not just terrorism. Street gangs and drug dealers are terrorists too. This has to do with the proposal to deny weapons to people who are on the, quote, terrorism watch list, close quote. Four, let's make the punishment more severe. Prison of 25 years for anyone convicted of using any kind of weapon in any kind of crime. And the death sentence for anyone who takes another person's life using a gun. Five, let's increase taxation on gun ownership so that gun owners start assuming the massive cost that guns have imposed on our society. The problem with all this is the right-wing fanatics have used the, quote, terrorism, close quote, argument to block gun control these days. In response to the massacre of 49 people in Orlando and a string of similar massacres across this country, the NRA has proposed that we ban guns for anyone, quote unquote, suspected of being a, quote unquote, terrorist. But why stop there? Why not ban guns for anyone suspected of being a, quote unquote, criminal? If you want to prevent people on the terrorism watch list from obtaining a gun, why not create other watch lists for street gangs, drug dealers, bank robbers, or anyone who might commit any kind of armed robbery? Suddenly, it becomes harder to predict who will or won't commit a crime when you move away from the terrorism watch list to the street gang watch list, or the drug dealer watch list, or the bank robber watch list, or the anyone who might commit a crime watch list. It is about prediction. The only answer is to simplify the laws and make the punishment excessively brutal and punitive. Let's limit guns. The only guns that should be allowed are handguns with chambers for 6 bullets that are large and bulky to hide, and shotguns and rifles with limited firepower. Background checks. They should take at least 30 days before you can get the gun. What's the rush? Toughen the punishment. Use a gun in a crime, go to jail for 25 years. No second chances. 10 years later, when you find Jesus. The person whose life you took doesn't get that chance. Ban all automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons to the fully automatic weapons that are banned. Ban all quote-unquote automatic weapons. That includes semi-automatic weapons, which are not banned, all the way to the fully automatic weapons that are currently banned. Orlando killer Omar Mateen wasn't using an AR-15 automatic rifle. The NR claims he used a Sig Sauer MCX. What's the difference? Both are powerful, unnecessarily automatic weapons that anyone can get today. Much of the current debate about Orlando killer Omar Mateen focused on the fact that he was an extremist. Terrorism shouldn't be limited to just extremism, to religion, as the NRA is really trying to argue. It's about committing a crime against innocent people. Maybe the NRA argument that banning people on the terrorism watch list might have prevented the Pulse nightclub killings. It is right. But what about the other extremists who have committed mass murders in America? You want to stop terrorism? So do it. But people living in heavy, high crime-ridden communities are living in terrorism too. In the first half of this year, there were nearly 1,800 shooting victims in Chicago, with 299 dead. Last year, there were nearly 3,000 shooting victims in Chicago, with 489 dead. Many Chicago suburbs are just as bad. We do need bigger prisons. Violent criminals should be thrown away like garbage. Those that commit murder should be held in solitary confinement until their appeals have been processed fully and then put to death. No benefits, no conveniences. Smaller cells make prison hell and make gun owners pay for the prisons with huge taxes, kind of like the way we impose huge taxes on people who smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes kill, but so do guns. And when extremists like the NRA's Chris Cox threaten public officials who support gun control, saying they will, quote, will pay a price for it, close quote, according to ABC TV this week on June 19th, those people should be prosecuted too. I know that the gun debate is heated and emotional. There's no middle ground. But it's about time that those people who want to crack down on excessive guns, I'm not just talking about denying somebody the right to have a gun. I'm talking about denying somebody the right to have a gun that makes it easy to kill, that uses massive ejection of bullets, that does all the technology. And I'll talk about in my next that about and I'll talk about all that in my next column next week. Thank you for listening.